Put down that cheeseburger. Hide those fries. Ditch the Twinkies. It's time for Hooked on Raw
with author, investigative reporter, activist, and raw food enthusiast, Rio.
Hi, this is Rio. You're listening to Hooked on Raw on LongevityRadioTV.com and NYTalkRadio.net. This show is about healthy living, primarily through the raw and living food diet and lifestyle, and other natural approaches to good health. If you're not familiar with the raw food diet, it means eating foods as nature creates them for us, organic, whole, and unheated. This is the diet that every other species on the planet adheres to, except humans and their domesticated animals. We are children of biology, not technology, and it is through understanding our biology that we can fulfill our greatest health potential. So join us as we explore how we can get and stay healthy by getting back to our roots in nature. My co-host is Lee Criso.
I am here as usual, Kim Wasabi.
And actually, for this show, we had two guests that were going to come, and unfortunately, only one showed up. But the other one, I think, will still come at another time. It was just a miscommunication. Probably I didn't make it clear that we were going to do this show in person.
In person, not remotely.
But you know what it reminds me of, Lee? Remember that time we were working in Elko, Nevada?
Yes, I do. Many years ago.
Remember when we were on stage and the owner of the casino, was he the owner of the casino?
Well, he was the manager of the casino.
Oh, the manager. Okay.
Yes, and he was Mormon.
Yes.
So he wasn't allowed to be in the casino or theoretically around liquor. So what would happen if he had to go into the casino, he'd do it at about 100 miles an hour. So he could be out as fast as he could. So here we are. We are on stage, you know,
and
we're singing our hearts.
You're
out.
Playing the keyboard.
Yes.
Right.
I'm singing. The keyboard.
And go ahead.
And he comes up to the stage and he says something, and I thought he was telling us how good we were. So the next night we were performing. And, you know, we were getting ready to perform, and he comes over and he says, "Where were you?" I says, "What do you mean?" He says, "Well, I told you yesterday we were going to do an interview with the local radio station." And,
and of course, we didn't show up.
Yeah, I says, "Well," and he says, "And I had to fill 15 minutes of time all by myself." And let me tell you, that was pretty hard for him because he had the personality of a dead fish. So apparently, I told him, well, we were in the middle of singing, and I thought you were complimenting us. Anyway, needless to say that our contract was not renewed.
Yes, we were not renewed. But it reminds me of today, because if you and I and our guests that we have today are not, you know, vocal, we could have been left with dead time, too.
Exactly.
But fortunately, we have enough stories in our backlog that we can fill up the space.
Yes, we can do it.
Yes, we can do it.
I guess I'll start out with my tidbit.
Yes, usually
I do a little tidbit, you know, a little rant at the beginning of the show.
Do a little tidbit.
Yes. Today I'm going to talk about something really, really important. I saw a commercial for a Splenda diabetes care chocolate drink. And I said to myself, "You gotta be kidding." I mean, I hate to say it, but at least in my opinion, you know, you're gonna give people with a serious problem crap to drink under the guise that it's diabetes care. Like, another example of the government, you know, not caring or telling us the truth, you know, when it's in their interest not to, because I guess they get a lot of money from the food industry. So this wonderful drink, you know, Splenda to begin with is not really the best product you can take. They're going under the guise of, "Oh, we're going to lower your sugar intake." So if you take,
but they put chlorine in instead.
Who knows what they put in? Well,
definitely chlorine.
Yeah, Well, I have a list of ingredients. Yeah, probably chlorine, because the first...
What are the lists?
Because the first ingredient's water.
Okay.
And then the second ingredient is microfiltered milk protein. And then, of course, your favorite, Rio, canola oil laced with all sorts of pesticides and chemicals. Then they have short chain, I don't know if I can even pronounce it, fructooligosaccharides, something that looks like aloes, and less than 2% of cocoa powder processed with alkali. Plus, hey, you get then natural and artificial flavor, potassium citrate.
And who knows what's in that?
Yeah, potassium citrate, salt, sunflower lecithin, which doesn't sound bad, disodium phosphate, gelatin gum, and carrageenan.
Carrageenan, or I don't know how to pronounce that.
Yeah, however you say it.
And from seaweed,
then,
I think.
Of course, Splenda sucrose. So if you have diabetes, that's a great cocktail for your care.
But they didn't even mention that they substituted the chlorine molecule right in there. So they don't even mention that in the ingredients, right?
Yep.
It's not in there, right?
So, you know, of course, I guess I can understand it because the FDA, you know, who, if you have a vitamin product, it'll take 10 years to get it approved. But apparently there's no problem in approving them to say that this is diabetes care. That's what it's positioned as.
They're allowing them to say that, yeah.
Well, I haven't heard any blowback from the FDA, who is so concerned about our health.
Well, you know, I think Dr. Mercola, Joseph Mercola, he was thrown off Twitter because he was suggesting that people take vitamin D3 during COVID, right? He was suggesting vitamin D3, a natural element that we get from the sun, but maybe not in the northern latitudes as much. And he was thrown off because of that. But they allow this.
Yeah. Well, hey, run to the market and get your Splenda diabetes care drink.
Okay. Well, do you have any other tidbits?
Well, I think that's enough for today.
Okay. Our guest is a dear friend. I met her several years back. We sort of politically are on the same page with a lot of things, and she was kind enough to share with us some of her personal tragedy. Her name is Lalita Dunbar, and we had been speaking about a lot of the tragedies that occurred in 2021 after the introduction of the COVID-19 so-called vaccine.
Dum, 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 dum.
Well, I wouldn't kid about that, Lee, because it's really, really serious. So I had told her, I think, during different conversations that I knew personally 15 people that had died from the COVID-19 vaccine, not from COVID-19 itself. And then she was kind enough to share with me that, unfortunately, her father passed after taking the vaccine.
Well, this is a really important show because no matter what side you are on, whether you're pro-vax, whether you're, you know, well, they say anti-vax, but a lot of people aren't anti-vax. They're just anti-this vax because many people think it's not really a vax. And also, we've been lied to. I mean, the story keeps changing. I mean, hey, I'm just talking, you know, you want to talk about misinformation. My little tidbit about the Splenda is an example of misinformation. Nobody's saying that they can't advertise it, and nobody is taking it off the market or saying it's misinformation, even though it really is. So if you look at what has been happening over the 3 years, the story keeps changing. First, it was... hey, you gotta take this. You're gonna kill your grandmother if you don't, because this vax is gonna stop it. That's what Rachel Maddow said on MSNBC, along with so many other media people who just went with the program. Then it says if you take it, it's 100% effective, got no side effects, and you won't spread it. Well, I mean, if you look at what they're saying today, that was just an out and out lie. And you know, and if you said anything else at the time, it was misinformation, and you'd be taken off of social media. You'd be called a conspiracy theorist and a wacko. So all of a sudden, what happens? People are taking the vaccine, and all of a sudden we hear the term breakthrough. This is a breakthrough case. They don't say, you know, the vaccine doesn't work, but oh, it's a breakthrough. And all of a sudden there's breakthroughs all over the place. And then originally they said no side effects. Then it became minor side effects. Now they admit that it won't stop it. You can spread it, but it's, oh, take it for a milder case. You won't wind up in the hospital. And then they're saying, oh, there's, was it myocarditis? You know, so, hey, if you're having
pericarditis,
yeah,
too.
Whatever. If you're having a heart attack, you know, get to your doctor fast. So it's totally changed. So now the people who are thrown off of Facebook and YouTube, I don't even know if they're letting them back at this point, because they weren't spreading misinformation. And of course, the other thing is, don't tell me what's misinformation. Let me decide what's misinformation for myself.
In today's society, it seems like, you know, Big Brother is looking out for us. They don't want us to be misinformed or disinformed. So they figure they got to go in there and tell us what is correct and what is not correct.
Yeah.
I have a good feeling about this year. This is the third year of this worldwide fiasco. And the reason I have a good feeling is because even though the wheels of justice take a long time to grind to their finish, yet things are ending up in court. And this is worldwide, not just in the United States. But in the United States, Robert Kennedy Jr. and his Children's Defense Fund, as well as I think four other plaintiffs, are suing the media. They're suing the Washington Post, the BBC, Associated Press, and Reuters. And these media outlets are members of the Trusted News Initiative, that's TNI, the Trusted News Initiative, a partnership between news organizations and technology companies such as Facebook, Google, Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn, and others. The stated goal of TNI is to, quote, tackle harmful disinformation, end quote. But what they're really doing is censoring information that is not in line with the mainstream narrative. And that censorship has silenced the voices of tens of thousands of scientists, researchers, doctors, and independent journalists and others. So when people cannot hear the full information, I don't know if people have seen in the internet some, what would you call it? Well, some people have put together news clips from the mainstream media, and it's like they're reading from the same book. You know, they start out and it's the same words. It's like they all get the script. They all get the script from who knows where, and it's all the same thing. But now when you want to hear something different, something that counteracts that, all of a sudden you're silenced. And we have been silenced for 3 years.
Well, it's interesting what you're saying. I want to tell you a little bit about Tucker Carlson and Rachel Maddow. They get the big bucks for spreading whatever they spread. And
they're supposed to be talking about the news.
Yeah, they're supposed to be talking about the news because Rachel Maddow was one of the ones. You can see the clips. Go back and see the clips on YouTube. Take the vaccine. It will stop it in its tracks. And if you don't, if you're an anti-vaxxer, you're a wacko. She was on that. Anyway, there were two cases, one with Tucker Carlson and one with Rachel Maddow.
Court cases?
Yeah, court cases. They were being sued for libel and for not telling the truth. And it seems that they won the case. The reason they won, their defense was They don't do the news. Their shows are entertainment shows. That's how they won the case.
And
it's
entertainment, they can lie.
Right. In other words, their shows aren't expected to tell the truth. It's entertainment. Can you believe that? So if it's entertainment or it's not news, why are they still on the air? Because they position themselves as news.
Exactly. And they should really have a disclaimer there.
Yeah.
Right in the front. Just like when we're talking about health, we have to put a disclaimer. See your doctor before you move on any information that I'm giving you. So you have to put that disclaimer. Otherwise, we'll be sued.
Well,
why don't they have to put that disclaimer on that they're not telling the truth?
They should. And guess what? It's time for a break. We talked the whole first segment.
We actually did it.
We did.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Oh, and
you were worried we didn't have anything to say.
I was.
Maybe we didn't. We'll let the audience decide.
You've been listening to Hooked on Raw on longevityradio.com. Stay with us.
My name is Lee Criso. My partner, Rio, is an author, health researcher, and promoter of adding more raw and unprocessed foods to your diet. In times like these, the best way to stay healthy is to get boosted. No, I'm not talking about the jab. I'm talking about Rio's book, Hooked on Raw, that teaches you how to boost your immune system, strive for optimum health, look better, feel better, and stay on the path to rejuvenation. The book has over 325 pages, full of power recipes, along with valuable life-changing information. When you purchase Hooked on Raw for only $29.95, I'm going to also include Rio's DVD, What's Not Cooking in Rio's Kitchen, a $19.95 value, absolutely free. Go to hookedonraw.com to order this limited special. That's hookedonraw.com. You'll be glad you did. That's hookedonraw.com.
My name is Rio, and my co-host is Lee Criso. You're listening to Hooked on Raw on
longevityradio.com.
My good friend, I call her my good friend. I don't see her that often, but I just... I just really resonate with her. Her name is Lalita Dunbar, and she's a wonderfully talented yoga teacher, yoga instructor. I think she's also into spirituality and other things. And unfortunately, today we're talking about a serious issue. Welcome to our show, Lalita.
Good morning.
So great to have you.
Nice to be here.
I feel kind of bad asking you about this, but this is the whole purpose. You have lost a treasured family member to the vaccine,
yes,
or to the so-called vaccine. Do you want to tell our audience about it?
In September of 2021, I lost my dad. Yeah, heartbreaking. And while many people might like to say, yeah, he was in his 80s, people die. You know, have you been hearing that a lot lately?
Yes, we have.
Yeah. And he was in his 80s, worked his butt off for his whole life, and he was retired, living very quietly and very happily in his own little house, in his own little village. And then he wasn't. There was a huge campaign in Jamaica, the West Indies, to get everybody shut up. And, you know, there are certain people in the world who take what is given to them at face value, and they don't like to question authority. And that was part of the situation, part of the problem with my dad.
Right.
And the funny thing is, my mum, being a lifelong nurse and a really good one, old school, begged him not to take it.
And she's a nurse, and she knows.
A lifelong nurse of 50, 60 years. She smelled a rat right away.
She smelled a rat.
How was his health before that?
He was active, very social, driving himself hither and thither, happy-go-lucky, laid-back kind of guy.
Why do you think he wouldn't listen to her?
Personality. Just the way he was made. It was his wiring. I think he was a people pleaser more than anything else, you know, at his heart. A good soul, smart man. We had some incredible conversations in my childhood that put me on the path to where I am today. But when it came down to big stuff, you know, like this, that seemed so important and specialized and serious, you know, he would take his cues from the news.
How long after he took the vaccine did he pass?
Let's see, the timeline is kind of like this. I wasn't there because I live in the United States, but the day he took the second shot, which would have been August of 2021, the day he took the shot, he collapsed.
Really?
And the young man that took him to his appointment had to carry him back to the car to take him home. And he was groggy and he laid down. He wasn't feeling so great. From there on out, he just went down at a steady decline. Interestingly, he had to go back to hospital, I think, 5 days after the second shot. And he was diagnosed, after waiting around for another 4 days, with a heart attack. They said he'd had a heart attack.
On the day of the shot?
No.
Oh, after.
We don't know when the heart attack occurred, because they had him on a gurney for 4 days in the emergency room waiting.
Oh, my gosh.
So we don't know exactly when that occurred, but it was very soon after the second shot. He also had a manageable case of diabetes diagnosed many years earlier, and that was in a good place. And according to this new diagnosis after the shot, his diabetes went through the roof. It's like he had an emergency diabetically. So all the kicker was, in the middle of summer in Jamaica, he also had pneumonia.
He had pneumonia.
That's crazy.
Which he'd never had in his life.
But you're not hearing these stories. There are so many of these stories happening right here in the United States, and you're not hearing it on the news. I have a similar story to your story. I have a lawyer friend. He was also in the entertainment business, kind of an aspiring to be comedian. And he was in his 50s. And I hadn't talked to him in about a year. And I had a contract that I didn't want to sign unless I had somebody look it over. So I called his office and got his wife. And I said, hey, can I speak to Alan? And she says, unfortunately, you can't because he's dead. I was in shock. And I didn't know what to say. I mean, I gave my condolences. And then I hung up the phone and I said, Rio, I can't believe it. Alan's dead. He's only about 50 years old. So Rio says, why don't you call his wife back and find out what happened?
Because we had already been alerted, because so many people in our sphere were going and fast. And so he called her back.
Yeah, I called her back and I said, I don't want to bother you, you know, but I know, you know, this is a bad time, but what did Alan die of? And she starts crying, saying that Alan blamed her for killing him because he didn't want to take the vaccine, and the whole family were on him to take the vaccine. He takes the vaccine, and she says his whole body started shutting down. And I think he died it wasn't that long. I think it was about a week or two after. He was dead. And he didn't have any problems. He was a healthy guy. He was energetic. So that's another story.
And it's a very common one. We know from statistics that came out early in 2021 that right in line with the rollout of the shots was a huge spike in excess deaths. Huge spike, 40%. And this came from an independent source, the head of one of the largest insurance companies in the United States, America One. The CEO, I think quite innocently, actually, said, what's going on? I don't understand. There's been a 40% increase in deaths over the last how many months? And everybody started looking at each other, and there was like crickets, oh, yeah. Silence.
We don't know where it's from? And now, you know, since they have to admit about the heart problems this vaccine can cause, it's
don't
rare.
Call it a vaccine. It's not a vaccine.
Oh, it's rare. But you keep hearing on the news, a high school kid, 16 years old, has a heart attack on the field playing a game, or a famous football player. And if you really want to see where it started, one of the first big sports guys, Hank Aarons, he died right at the beginning where they were giving this vaccine, but nobody related his death to the vaccine. Of course, except us, but we weren't covered on the national news.
So, Lalita, what do you think distinguishes the people that could, like you said, smell a rat? What distinguishes them from others that
rat smellers
that can't see what's going on?
I think there are lots of things at play, Rio. We have an education system that is governed by people who are not really interested in education, but more in social control. I've raised two children. I saw it firsthand. You've got media playing a very active role in orchestrating people's realities. You have a medical industry that bombards people through paid advertising and through product placement in shows and movies. To be afraid, people are conditioned to be afraid, and they're conditioned to do whatever they're told. And some people just fall for it.
Do you think there's a way to educate those people at this point? I mean, it's 3 years on. A lot of things are dropping. I mean, Pfizer was forced to release its studies, its previous studies. They wanted to release it, I think it was 55 pages a month.
Right.
And it would have taken 75 years to get the whole thing.
Right.
And then a court in Texas forced them to release much faster. All those releases are showing.
There is so much information. At this point, I don't know what else people need. And I'm stumped. I don't have an answer for you, quite honestly, because between the number of people that we all know who've passed, between the information that has come out through media, even the mainstream can't avoid it once in a while, it's undeniable. Children dropping like flies, sports athletes dropping on the field in front of audiences of millions. I don't know at this point what will get people's attention, what will have them understand what's really going on.
Right. Well, people do die of these things. My father died of a heart attack at 53. And this was way before any of this.
Of course.
And people do die.
Absolutely.
That's for sure. But not at this accelerated pace where an insurance company can say 40% of our insureds, the people that we're insuring, there's a mortality rate.
Yeah.
10% would have been extraordinary.
Right.
10%.
Right. 40% was unprecedented. Could never have been predicted, absolutely unimaginable. It's apocalyptic, he said.
And it didn't end up on the mainstream news.
No, and then we have, you've got people like Dr. Ryan Cole, talking about his patients. Within 2 months, he was seeing a huge spike in breast cancers amongst women. He was seeing a huge spike in miscarriages. Something like 84% of women who took the shot in their first trimester spontaneously miscarried.
Wow. And they deny that.
84%. That is not a number you can mess around with.
If you say that on Facebook, they will suspend your account. If you put up a video on YouTube and say it, they will suspend your account. I don't know what's happening on Twitter now. I guess Elon Musk just suspends accounts that for people who don't like him, but otherwise, and Alex Jones. But outside of that, you know.
He's allowing certain accounts back, hopefully, you know. And I heard that he's trying to straighten out the algorithm because the algorithm does certain things on its own.
Yeah.
So supposedly, I'm seeing Lalita's face, and she's sort of skeptical, so we're going to hear what she has to say.
He doesn't know the song, I've Got Rhythm, I've Got Algorithm. Yeah.
I heard he's trying to straighten it out, but I don't know. How long has he had it now? 4 months? 5 months? What?
Well, he's been part of it, you know, probably, I don't know if he's from the beginning or not, but as far as having control, 4 or 5 months.
Yeah, so, you know, it takes time. Just look at how long it takes us to get a website up and straighten it out and make sure it works. And
it
took us time to just get the show going.
It would only take me 30 seconds to tell whoever it is, the programmer, put Alex back on. That's all it takes is 30 seconds.
No, he has been putting people back on. I don't know about Joseph Mercola, but his former girlfriend, Erin.
Erin Elizabeth,
she's back on Twitter. And some of the other...
Is Amber back on Twitter?
Amber?
Amber Heard.
Oh.
Did you know that Erin Elizabeth, Joe Mercola, and RF Kennedy Jr. have a lawsuit against Twitter?
Rhea was talking about it.
That's that lawsuit that I mentioned.
Talk about the media destroying somebody who they don't agree with, and Robert Kennedy Jr., whose information, it wasn't lies, it's not lies, and it's starting to come out now, but they totally, the Democrats, he comes from a star Democratic family, they totally disowned him. We don't know him. He's crazy, he's a quack. The Republicans, everybody, he wasn't following, the line, the national news line. He was bringing up the truth. And where is he? You can't find him anywhere, except I think Megyn Kelly interviewed him not too long ago. But they totally destroyed him.
But he actually has his own thriving platform, Children's Health Defense.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They're on Telegram, and I'm sure you can find them directly through the internet.
Right, but he's not on YouTube, and he's not on Twitter, and he's not on Facebook. That just goes to show you who is controlling social media. And they keep crying, oh, we need more controls. How much how much more controls do you need? Anybody who tells the truth is off.
Well, implants in the brain will take care of that.
Yeah. Well, that's the next step. Hey, listen, if they could get everybody in the world to wear a mask that doesn't work, I mean, that's just my opinion, and I'm not telling anybody not to wear a mask. If you feel comfortable, great. If they could sell that and sell a vaccine that has not been tested.
Not a vaccine.
Gene therapy.
Yeah, gene therapy.
It's not even therapy because to me, therapy... To me, therapy is something that's therapeutic.
Absolutely. Right? Agreed.
So I call it like a gene manipulation or something like that because it's not really therapy. Now, short term, if you're going to do a gene therapy just on an individual person where it's not going to get out into their offspring, it's not going to get out into the environment.
Make them infertile.
That's different, okay? You want to submit yourself to that, but they're submitting it. I mean, they did it to everyone, almost everyone.
Pfizer says we did not test this on humans. Mm-hmm. We did not test it to see if it stops the virus.
Yeah.
They say it.
They said it in the beginning, actually.
But 3-4 weeks ago, Joe Biden gets up there. He's been boosted to the hilt. He's had COVID 3 times.
Allegedly.
He took Pfizer's medication.
Wait a minute. You don't think he's had COVID?
No.
Really?
Well, whatever.
Why are they,
I think they use that as hype just to keep people excited and distracted.
Well, anyway, he says take the vaccine.
If you're in the White House, none of the White House staff.
No,
had
none
to
of the
get
White.
It.
No, nobody had to get it. Lee's giving me the signal. We're gonna take a short break, but we'll be right back. You've been listening to Hooked on Raw on longevityradio.com. Stay with us.
Yeah, and you could also hit longevityradiotv.com, and it goes to the same place.
Okay.
All right.
My name is Lee Criso. My partner, Rio, is an author health researcher and promoter of adding more raw and unprocessed foods to your diet. In times like these, the best way to stay healthy is to get boosted. No, I'm not talking about the jab. I'm talking about Rio's book, Hooked on Raw, that teaches you how to boost your immune system, strive for optimum health, look better, feel better, and stay on the path to rejuvenation. The book has over 325 pages, full of power recipes, along with valuable life-changing information. When you purchase Hooked on Raw for only $29.95, I'm going to also include Rio's DVD, What's Not Cooking in Rio's Kitchen, a $19.95 value, absolutely free. Go to hookedonraw.com to order this limited special. That's hookedonraw.com. You'll be glad you did. That's hookedonraw.com.
Lalita, thanks
Thank
for the
you,
correction.
Rio. Thank you, Lee.
So you wanted to say a little more about your father's situation.
Yeah. So about 5 weeks, it was like a 5 week period of decline from the time he had his second shot. I believe it was the AstraZeneca shot, because that's what was being pushed in the West Indies. His sister encouraged him to get it, apparently, to protect her, because she had some health issues. But she didn't take it. So it was a 5 week slippery slope decline from the time my dad got the second shot and collapsed to when his organs just shut down and everything came to a grinding halt. My poor daddy was eventually diagnosed, his death certificate stated that he died of acute coronary syndrome, myocardial infarction, which is a heart attack, and hypertensive stroke. So the AstraZeneca shot affected his heart and his brain primarily out, and of course his kidneys shut down. And these are the regions of the body where we know from extensive research and reports, these are the organs of the body that are designed to be attacked by what you could call this bioweapon.
I agree with you totally. I mean, that's why I'm hopeful that this year will be the year that some things will start coming out, where even people that are staunch vaccine proponents will see the connection between this so-called vaccine and people dying of myocarditis, pericarditis, heart attacks, strokes, and just dying suddenly in their sleep. I mean, there's been a lot of that.
Well, don't forget that the people who don't want to take the vaccine are not necessarily anti-vaxxers. They're just concerned about the vaccine. So you can be a staunch, I don't want this vaccine, and it doesn't make you an anti-vaxxer.
Okay. So a lot of people preface what they're going to say by saying, well, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. Well, I'm going to preface what I'm saying by, yes, I'm an anti-vaxxer. My son, or our son, got thrown out of school because he was not vaxxed.
And he didn't contaminate the school.
And at that time, fortunately, I was able to go out and get a religious exemption. And 1 week, he was a threat to everyone in the school. And the next week, no problem.
That's
no
amazing.
Problema.
Amazing. Listen, he was always a threat to the school, Baxter not.
Why? Because did he think for himself? Was that it?
Yes.
Yes, now more than ever.
well, not to get really far off the subject, but it wasn't until he was in the third grade that the school sent us a little note or something, because he was getting good grades. We thought he was doing fine. They said he couldn't read. So how did it take till the third grade to find out he couldn't read?
So it was just at the beginning of summer when school was going out and we found this out. Well, guess what? In 3 months of summer, Lee and I taught him how to read.
He's an avid reader.
Unbelievable.
Fascinating. But going back to your point, though, Rio, about anti-vaxxers. I mean, if you're going to bring up that term, I think that we ought to qualify it. And we ought to look at some very simple fact, which is that 30 years ago, 1 in 10,000 children were diagnosed with autism. And today, about 1 in 30 children is diagnosed with autism. So these numbers line up with the rollout of childhood vaccination schedules all over America. And there is no way one can avoid an association.
Well, they said they did research and it has nothing to do with it. You know, that's what they're saying.
Just another coincidence.
Yeah, right.
Yes,
just has nothing to do with it.
It's so sad that people don't make the connection. But, you know, I think more and more people are starting to make the connection. I know a friend of mine in upstate, his name is Chuck, and he refused to get the vaccine, but he's living with people that are vaccinated. And so recently, well, within the last year, he was run over, unfortunately, by a car, and he had some problems with his legs and had to have an operation on his knee. And I don't know, I guess you're aware of it, Lalita and Lee. We've seen the reports from the embalmers where they're saying they're having trouble embalming people because what they're pulling out of their veins are these very long...
Fibrous clots, they call them.
Fibrous clots. Yes, they're long and they shouldn't be in anybody's veins. But getting back to Chuck, he underwent an operation on his knee and they found that he had a clot. And they pulled out exactly that, those fibrous clots, and he did not get the vaccine, but just living with 1, 2, 3 vaccinated people.
Apparently because they shed, the vaccine
because
shed.
There's a lot of effort, energy, time, and money has gone into making these shots duplicitous and multifaceted. So they're coming at people's organs. They have nanoparticles that seem to be self-replicating and constructing these oddly never seen before fibrous clots. Then you've got the autoimmune response that some people have. You know, there are so many things happening. It's hard to pin it down to one
thing.
Well,
just with vaccines, we had an experience with our son's dog. With vaccines.
Is your hand pointing at me because
yes.
you want me to tell
yes.
the story?
Yeah, you can tell the story.
Okay, well, what happened was 3 years ago, we were going to, this 2019, we were going to Cuba. And
to see Rio's relatives.
Yes, I was able to see my half-sister for the first time. I met her in Cuba. So, but before we went to Cuba, our son has this dog, and he's trying to find someone to take care of his dog for a few weeks. And no one would take care of the dog unless he got a shot for whooping cough. So now one of the people that was going to take care of his dog, she said, and once you get the shot, don't bring the dog for 2 weeks. So she knew something that we didn't know. So anyway, he gets the shot, brings the dog around us. A few days later, everyone's coughing.
Everyone.
I'm coughing. Sean's coughing. Lee, it took you a little longer to cough, right? But everybody's coughing. Then you go through customs to get to Cuba, and everybody, and they're saying, do you have any cough? Are you suffering from anything?
No.
we're like holding it in, so they let us in the country. I'm telling you, how long were we coughing for, Lee?
Almost 2 weeks. We had hoping. Yeah, yeah. The dog got the vaccine for whooping coughs, and then it shed just like
the
all
dog
vaccines
shed,
do.
Right, shed and, onto yeah. us.
And we got it.
And so this is what we're supposing that Chuck got. Why he had the clot, he didn't get the vaccine. It's well known that the vaccine causes blood clots, lots of them. Lots of people are calling it on the internet the clot shot, right? It's not a vaccine. It's a gene manipulation. Yeah. But as Lalita so rightly pointed out, they're calling it and they've patented as a gene therapy. But in my mind, a therapy is therapeutic. And this is not therapeutic. So it is a manipulation. And most people don't even know that.
So how come then, because then we've all been exposed to it. I've been around people. You've been around people who've been vaccinated. So
we're not living with them. That's number one. Yeah. But number two, I think why we are protected and we haven't had COVID, we haven't had a cold. We haven't had cold or COVID in the last 3 years.
Well, I've taken the vaccine, my vaccine. Wheatgrass juice in the morning, 16 ounces of fresh juice, no junk foods, plant-based diet, and a whole bunch of vitamins.
Vitamin D3.
But they won't. But I still can't
K2.
Go to. But here in the city, I still can't. In New York, I wanted to go see some of my favorite jazz artists at Birdland, but they won't let me in without a vax card.
They won't let you in Birdland still?
As far as I know.
I was there recently.
It's really
changed now.
Oh,
okay.
It's changed.
Thank goodness.
But Smalls, but there's another club called Smalls, and when you go to buy a ticket, you know, pay online, it says you will not be admitted unless you have a vax card. So I was going to make myself a wheatgrass vax card.
Brilliant.
But yeah, like you say, we've inoculated ourselves with good stuff.
Right.
You know, vitamin D3 and not the 600 international units that they say we need. You know, that's like a joke.
More like 10,
I mean, not even the 5,000 that is in each pill that you get, but you may need upwards of like 10, 20,000, even more.
Yeah, Dr. Zelenko was very big on this.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he was brilliant.
Are you up on
Did you see his protocol?
Yes, yeah. I've seen his protocol.
Send
yes.
it to a lot of people.
Yes.
But speaking about the shots, you know, I lost all my work when the lockdowns occurred and when they started to be undone. And to this day, there are still, what are we in, end of January 23, there are still companies in New York City that will not allow me to teach on their premises without a vax card.
Oh.
Can you believe this?
I believe now,
with all the information that we've been talking about.
And what about colleges?
Today.
Like, most colleges are not allowing students to come in without a vax.
Well, I don't know if it's most, but there are a good few. My son was able to finish up school without.
Oh, really? Oh, that's
good. He sidestepped the whole thing with
that's
a religious exemption.
I looked up recently, now it's been maybe, I would say, 3 months. I looked up some of the major colleges,
the biggest ones. Big name brands.
The big name brands, and you can't get into those. I don't know about smaller or lesser.
But do you know that in those schools, the professors, the administrators don't have to take the shots?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow.
Insanity defined.
Well, it
so
just
you
goes
do
to
it,
show.
But I don't have to. It's for you, but not for me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh wow!
Yes,
70,000.
All right.
70,000 healthcare workers in New York were let go. The first year, 2020, they were heroes. They were working with COVID patients. They were working with limited gear, you know, to protect themselves and everything. They were just lauded as the hero.
Right. And we just had, we just averted, as they say on the mainstream news, a strike by the nurses. And so they gave the nurses a raise. And of course, Governor Hochul here, you know, she's right there with them. The woman who fired 70,000 nurses, these heroes, she fired them because they didn't want to be vaccinated. Maybe they knew something. She's saying, oh, we're for the nurses, and there's such a shortage of nurses.
And why
we
is
need
there
more
a shortage?
Nurses.
Why is there a shortage?
Because
when they fired 70,000 of them.
Because
and you know
they
what,
wouldn't take the shot.
And she said, oh, no worry. We're going to, at the time, we're going to replace these nurses with the National Guard. And the National Guard didn't have to be vaccinated at the time.
Right.
It was like firing 70,000 heroes because they didn't want to be vaccinated with the National Guard, who knows nothing about being a nurse, who weren't vaccinated.
At the time, right.
That's
right.
Our politicians.
It's insanity.
It's like watching a ping pong game, isn't it? How can you keep up with the balls?
Right.
There's like they've got 40 ping pong balls coming at us from both directions all at the same time.
It's like the inmates are running the asylum.
Right.
It's not funny, but you have to laugh.
On my Facebook page. 3 years ago, it seems like maybe 2.5 years ago, I started to be shadow banned because I was growing my Facebook page. It was growing. I had like 5,000 friends, and then beyond 5,000 friends, you get followers, and it was growing, growing, and all of a sudden, because I was posting all this stuff, it just stopped. For 2.5 years, I've been at the same number. For 2.5 years. Recently, I saw a little uptick. I don't know if it's because of what's happening with Twitter. I'm not sure what's happening.
Well, let me tell you, they've had your number for a long time, because even when you first started years ago, your website, and you could go and see, you know, who's coming to your website. I guess now you need Google Analytics and all that. But we used to look to see who was coming to our website, and you had a lot of army people.
I did.
And government people who were going to your website.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Because
it.
You were a food terrorist.
Wow. Hey, did you know? Did you hear about Dr. Sasha? How do you say her name? Latipova. Dr. Sasha Latipova.
No, I haven't.
She's a scientist who worked for many years for the DOD and lots of big pharmaceutical companies. She's the one who broke the news about a month ago that the DOD has actually been orchestrating much of what we're seeing now with regards to the bioweapon.
Wow.
The DOD's behind it. And if you go to one of her interviews, say with Laura Logan or someone like that on Rumble, you can hear the whole thing. She spells it out crystal clear.
And her name again?
Sasha Latipova.
Sasha Latipova. Okay,
spell the way it sounds.
I'm going to look that up.
Okay.
Sasha Latipova.
Quite a lot of revelations in there. So between the DOD, medical establishment, big pharma, it really is like a medical, military, industrial complex.
Yeah.
Elon Musk, I'm on the fence about him. I don't
Me
know.
Too.
I don't know
Same.
Which way he's going.
Same.
You know,
don't
but
trust
he,
him.
But he has done a couple of things, and one of the things is he's released the internal papers from Twitter that shows that Twitter was influenced by government agencies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so
no.
That's actual facts.
Yep.
You
yep.
can't deny those yep. facts.
But you can.
You can, but...
Well, people
well the mainstream media does it. Why can't
yeah.
we?
Yeah. For, let's say, discerning people or thinking people or people that want to look into it, yeah. you can't deny it. It's
fascinating,
right there.
Though, isn't it, that some people just get it and some people just don't. In the face of mountains of evidence...
Right.
Some people can still live in denial.
Right. Well, you know, for our listeners, whether you're for it or against it, hopefully you got some enlightenment or reinforced your opinion or not reinforced your opinion. So we hope, you know, this has been a good show.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. If you say so.
I think so.
We're waiting for our listeners to opine. But... the thing is, whether you're for or against, that's fine. I mean, my heart breaks if you take a vaccine that's still experimental or a so-called vaccine that's still experimental. But it's your, you know, that's your free will. You can do it if you want to do it. But don't tell me I got to do it when I don't want to do it. Don't tell me that I have to do this and this and this because I got to protect you, because how I protect you is by being healthy myself.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If I'm healthy, I'm not going to infect you with anything. And aside from that, if they say I've never had a test. I've never had a test for this.
Excellent.
But if I were to have a test and they said that I was infected and I was asymptomatic, how could I be asymptomatic and affect you if I can't make myself sick? It's in my body, supposedly, because you're telling me from a test it's in my body.
Yeah.
How can I infect you when I can't infect myself from something that's supposedly
you know,
in my body?
You tell them, Rio.
Something has a 99.9% survival rate at that.
Exactly, 99.8, I think, right?
Yeah. Crazy.
It's insane. Well, Lalita, we thank you, and we we're so grateful that you came and
thank you, Rio.
And you know, told us your story. It's tragic. I know you don't want to lose your father. You don't want to lose any relative that has taken this vaccine. But we're so grateful that you came and told your story.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Lee.
Lalita's Yoga. That's with an S. Lalitasyoga.com. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lee.
You're welcome.
And until the next time, remember, stay in tune with nature and you'll be in tune with yourself.